Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Someone recently assembled a list of the things that celebrities took with them to the grave.
Okay.
Here are a few examples. Bela Lugosi took a Dracula cape.
Now that makes sense because he was like, was he like the original Dracula way back in the day on like Count Dracula?
Yes, sir.
And what is that song? Bela Lugosi's dead or Lugosi's dead? Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Really?
No.
Oh man, here back in the day, kids, there was a song. Was it by the Smiths or something like that? I think.
I don't even know.
Bela Lugosi's dead. Yeah, it was.
By Bauhaus.
Bauhaus. Okay, yeah.
That's the jam, huh?
Oh yeah, you don't remember this classic song right here?
You know, I'm a big fan of Bauhaus, but not this song.
Is this like their biggest hit?
Is it?
Oh, Lugosi.
It sounded like.
This has got like over 4 million views, guys. Get on my level.
No.
A couple other items that celebrities took with them to the grave: Bob Marley, a red Gibson Les Paul guitar, and some weed.
Bag of weed. Okay, that's pretty awesome.
Ronnie Van Zant from Lynyrd Skynyrd, his favorite fishing pole, and his go-to Texas Hatter's hat. Frank Sinatra, a flask of Jack Daniels. Did you know that Dimebag is buried with an Eddie Van Halen guitar?
He is, and he's in a Kiss casket.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah.
So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we're going to ask that question to Chuck in Stanwood. Chuck, what are you taking to the grave?
My cats.
Are they alive?
No. I have several cats that have died over the years.
Oh, okay.
And they're buried around my yard. One's underneath a tree in the front yard. The other one's buried by our fire pit because she really liked to crawl up real close to our fireplace.
So you're going to dig them up and put them in the casket with you?
Or are you just going to be buried in your backyard, too?
Yeah, either or. Somebody else will have to do the digging up because I'll be dead.
Well, hopefully you pick someone that you don't like having to do that. Cause I thought maybe they were like, you know, cremated because, you know, we had like Lucy when she passed cremated.
Oh, sure.
Like maybe, oh, you put the ashes in there with you, but dig them up and throw them in the casket with me.
I mean, I guess I could have a little sprinkle of my dog Kona in the grave with me. That'd be okay with
me.
What
would you want to go in the grave with?
Well, I don't want to go to the grave. I just want to be cremated or composted.
Okay, what way to make this conversation more difficult? I mean, that's just for funsies. You were put in a casket, Taryn Daly. What would you want to go in, into the earth with?
My pom-poms from high school.
Your pom-poms?
I have no idea.
Would they be on your hand?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yes, a good strong grip.
Would you be in a cheer position?
Of course.
It's like your foot's coming out of the casket?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'll be so flexible at that point, you could just put my leg in a high kick.
Oh, my gosh.
Mine, I was trying to think of like, okay, you know, I could do something like hockey-related, music-related, or anything like that. And this is kind of, I don't know if it's cheesy, and I'd have to run it by the daughter to make sure she'd be okay with it. But I kind of want to be buried with her Stuffy, the Frosty the Snowman stuffed animal.
What if that's her answer, though? Like, she eventually
she
wants to be...
She doesn't even use it anymore.
Oh.
But, like, that reminds me of such a fun time where, like, that was her first, like, thing that she carried around everywhere, and I thought it was just so adorable. You know, we got a backup. I could just take the backup one. I'm okay with that.
Smart move having a second one.
Oh, yeah. Once I realized that she was obsessed with this thing for, like, about a year, she went everywhere with it. I'm like, well, going on Amazon, I'm buying another. And it was hard to find one. I ended up paying way more for the second one, like $30-something for like this $10 stuffy stuffed animal. And so I think I want to go in the grave with that.
That's cute.
I think that'd be kind of like a fun way to like be like, you know what? I love you, daughter. I'm going to take this with me.
Let me know how that conversation with her goes someday.
Right?
Okay, I'll record it tonight.
The Daily Mix Show.
Leslie Jones requires a contract from guests to prevent them from peeing in her pool. Here she is on the Drew Barrymore Show talking about this.
But I heard you had a literal contract and a policy of if anyone dares pee in your pool, Leslie,
you're out of my life.
That's it.
And let me explain something to you.
Ooh.
That is disgusting. My pool is hot. You don't know what your unction's going to do if hot water hit it. You don't know if you're going to boo-boo. Go to the bathroom before you get in somebody's pool.
She needs one of those signs that says, like, you know, welcome to my, like, was it like, ooh, because there's no pee in my pool or whatever.
I like that.
Have you ever seen those ones?
No, but that's very clever.
Yeah, yeah. She needs one of those.
Now, you said that you're a pretty good house guest, but have you ever had a bad house guest at your house?
Nothing too bad because we don't invite anyone over to our home. Although it is fun. The one time we had like a big Super Bowl party the year that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and a bunch of my hockey buddies came over because we're trying to figure out where we're going to do this. I'm like, let's do it at my house. Crap, I need to run that by the wife, but I think she'll be okay with it. And she was, but she was walking around high stress because all my friends, and they were great. The worst thing that happened, one of my buddies spilled a bunch of beer in the bathroom. It's fine. But of course, she was having a little moment of anxiety, like, oh my gosh, it's a mess. I'm like, of all the places for him to spill it in, the bathroom's the perfect spot. Not on the carpet. Everything's fine. It was all good.
Easy cleanup.
But like, that was the last time we had a party. That wasn't a children's party.
That was a long time ago.
It was a super long time ago.
Not that I want to be reminded how long ago it was that we played in that Super Bowl.
It was like 2 years ago. Right? No. Yeah. How about you?
So, there's been a couple. There was one time when I was living in a condo, and we had some friends over, and one person was going to get sick. So he ran out to our balcony and started getting sick off the balcony. However, it all just fell down into the neighbor's balcony and splattered all over her door, basically, and the screen. And so in the morning, we got a knock-knock at the door and had to go down there and clean it all up.
Oh, that's rough.
And it wasn't even mine.
Did the person who did it help clean?
No, they were already gone. They had left early in the morning, didn't even know it had happened. And so it was my responsibility. It was awful.
I will not share the full details of the story because it's disgusting. And it didn't happen to me, but it happened to one of my friends. And it's people that we all know. But this happened at, like, they had like a camping adventure and they were using somebody's family's camps, like camp home or whatever along those lines. And they were all having a great time. And one of the guys got so wasted. Let's just say He caused some serious damage to this house based on the fact that he just didn't hit the bathroom.
No.
And, I mean, it was bad, apparently, like just everywhere. It was just like a mess. And everyone woke up to this. They're like, who did this? Was there a dog that came into the house and did this or something along those lines? And so they're like, we have to clean this. So everybody, there's like five of them, they're all cleaning it except for the one guy who did it, who was, quote, too hungover to help out.
Oh, boo.
And I remember when my buddy told me that, so I was like, I would murder that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be so pissed at the guy. Like, get your ass up. We're all hungover, and you're the reason why this mess happened. Clean it.
Rockaholics, what is the worst thing a guest has ever done to your house? 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear all the house guest horror stories from you.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is the worst thing a guest has ever done at your house? We want to hear all of those house guest horror stories.
Someone just texted and said, I forget about the kids being the issue as well. Because we're thinking about all the drunken idiots that have a party and then they do stupid stuff. But this person texted and said, we had those sliding barn doors to our bathroom. One time, my friend's young child thought it swung open and charged right through it, knocking it off its tracks.
Whoops.
That's from Adam and Everett.
206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, tell us about what happened with your sister's friend.
All right. So, yeah, no, like I told Sarah, there's two stories. The first one is my sister had a house party while my parents were out of town, and one of her friends, well, super drunk, needed to use the bathroom, ended up breaking the toilet seat. So what's the next best option other than a toilet? The cat box.
You know what? Actually, right, I think that box. That feels like the next best option. You're right.
No. Yeah, no, not yeah, no, not the tree in the backyard, but yeah, the cat box.
What about like the sink or the bathtub?
I don't know. I think I'd rather a house guest pee in the cat box than in a sink. But you know what? I really don't want to have that internal dialogue ever. So
no.
I think was she okay? I don't mean to be rude, but was she heavy set or did she just aggressively jump on the toilet?
Oh no! Like this is one of her dude friends.
Oh.
I don't know why I was picturing a female doing this. It made it even funnier.
What's the other story, Justin?
So the other story, funny enough, Sarah thought you might get a kick out of this, Taryn, on my parents' 25th wedding anniversary, keep in mind half of my family's from Canada, the other half is from down here. So anyway, they have a big old dinner, and then after the dinner, they go back to my parents' house, where my uncle proceeds to drink almost half a bottle of 151.
Oh, that's always a good idea.
Which led to him hitting on all of his cousins.
Ooh.
And, yeah, it gets a little weirder. And then my dad's like, hey, cool down a little bit. He proceeds to punch him in the face, almost breaking his glasses.
I love that you said after he got drunk and started hitting on his own family members, and then you said, and then it proceeds to get weird. Like, that wasn't the weird part.
Oh, yeah, no. This is the part of the story that will get Taryn. After my dad told him to get the hell out of his house, he proceeds to try to walk back to British Columbia.
Yeah. Put the feet to the pavement. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. This was back when I'm up in Ferndale right now, which wouldn't be that far to walk. This is back when we lived in Bitter Lake.
Ooh.
How far is that from Canada?
Very far.
That is North Seattle edge of shoreline.
Oh, okay. Kind of like somebody trying to walk from Capitol Hill to Stanwood.
Pretty much.
Taryn.
A little bit further. Yeah.
He actually forgot his passport, so my grandma had to come up and take him back home.
Oh. Wait,
did he hit on grandma in the process as well?
You know, I didn't ask that question, Steve, but
I'm sure he comes back to all the family reunions.
Like, hey, who brought you here, grandma?
The Daily Migs Show.